I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May wants the European Union to extend the Brexit deadline far beyond the original date of March 29th. At this point, timing is everything. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Theresa May is asking bloc officials to delay Britain's departure from the EU until June 30. Britain is currently due to leave the bloc in 9 days, but Parliament has twice rejected the Prime Minister's divorce deal. May has told European Council President Donald Tusk in a letter seeking the extension that she intends to try a third time to get the deal approved. A delay to Brexit needs approval from all 27 remaining EU member states, who are meeting in Brussels on Thursday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As you heard, the Prime Minister is still talking about the possibility of another parliamentary vote for her EU deal. She's already lost twice, and the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, suggests numbers matter.
If the government wishes to bring forward a new proposition that is neither the same nor substantially the same as that disposed of by the House on the 12th of March, this would be entirely in order. What the government cannot legitimately do is to resubmit to the House the same proposition, or substantially the same proposition, as that of last week, which was rejected by 149 votes.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has ordered an audit of the certification process for Boeing's 737 MAX 8 aircraft. That plane has been involved in two deadly crashes in less than 5 months, with hundreds of lives lost. Preliminary reports have identified similarities between the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. MAX 8s have been grounded worldwide. This is VOA News. New Zealand Friday will honor the memories of those who died in last week's horrific terror attacks on two mosques. Here is Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
There will be a two-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
The Prime Minister also says victims' bodies are being returned to their families. Two were laid to rest today in Christchurch. Hundreds of people were there for a memorial. Defying almost universal scientific opinion, U.S. President Donald Trump's new head of the Environmental Protection Agency says climate change is not the world's biggest environmental threat. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Andrew Wheeler says the biggest threat globally is probably unsafe drinking water. He tells CBS News climate change is an important issue, but it's unreasonable for Democratic presidential candidates to focus so much on it because he says most of the threats climate change poses are 50 to 75 years out. Climate scientists, though, say global warming needs immediate action. The UN says now is the defining moment to do something about it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is pushing hard to get Middle East allies to work more closely together on security challenges. He was speaking in Kuwait.
The United States is seeking vigorous new efforts from all countries in the region to address the security challenges of our time. These challenges include defeating terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, for sure. Kuwait is a strong partner towards that goal, and the agreements we are signing today affirm Kuwait's commitment.
Pompeo was scheduled to travel next to Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who faces a tough April 9th re-election contest. He's embroiled in a corruption investigation involving allegations of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters are making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate, have lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz. The U.S.-led coalition calls it a significant blow, but says fighting is sporadic because of the presence of civilians. Kazakhstan's President Nursultan Nazarbayev has resigned after 3 decades in power, dating back to the days of the Soviet Union. In a surprise move, the 78-year-old Nazarbayev says he wants to make way for a new generation of leaders. But he says he plans to retain his seat on the country's Security Council and will continue as the leader of Kazakhstan's ruling party. The Speaker of the Upper House of Parliament will take over as acting president. Gene Randall, VOA News.